Okay, let's forget a moment about the competition at the Olympics and talk about a competition between the Olympics telecast and a formidable competitor. American Idol is the biggest show on the air. Last week, it trounced the Grammy Awards ceremony in the ratings. And the show's success is especially impressive at a time when the television audience is eroding, NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Usually in life, you have a few options: lead, follow, or get out of the way. But when it comes to American Idol, Fox's breakout hit singing competition, there isn't much choice. Garth Ancier, the head of the WB, scans the ratings and shakes his head.
I mean, look, it's a juggernaut show. I mean, look at the R2 demos, 37, 38 share. These are big, big numbers. I mean, these are dominant numbers. You don't see anything on any network that's even getting close.
Ancier says his network has managed to hold on to a relatively small but loyal following of young women who tune into the Gilmore Girls on Tuesday nights. But among 18 to 49-year-olds, American Idol attracts 37% of the television-watching audience. That's more than twice the share of the other broadcast networks combined. In the show's fifth season, Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson are back in the judges' chairs, listening as contestants vie for their ticket to Hollywood.
Oh, hear the angels' voices.
Last year, as the show entered its fourth season, executive producer Nigel Lithgow says Fox expected it to show signs of weakening. But American Idol performed so strongly that it has altered the scheduling landscape for Fox's competitors. NBC Entertainment President Kevin Reilly says one of the worst things about it, from a rival's point of view, is that it plays on more than one night. Not even its length is predictable.
There have always been giant hits on television, highly unusual for a show to play on multiple nights and to be expandable. They wouldn't have 90-minute and 2-hour, episodes of Bonanza expanding on a moment's notice.
This year, NBC was airing two of its strongest shows, My Name is Earl and The Office, on Tuesday nights. Moving the shows was undesirable because it could confuse the audience. But NBC couldn't leave them where they were once Idol started its season in January. The network made tentative plans to put the shows on Thursdays. But Reilly wondered what to do if Fox then altered American Idol's schedule.
Had they, in fact, put it right on Thursday, that would have been a very tough decision. And we were waiting.
Idol stayed put, though Fox does plan to unsettle the competition by scheduling a few installments on Thursdays. And that's bad news, because in its fifth season, American Idol took off like a rocket. By week two, the show was up 25% over last year, both in overall viewers and in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic. Executive producer Nigel Lithgow says the show works in part because it's one of the few that families can watch together. It also allows the audience to participate. The public's votes determine who stays and who must go. Lithgow says all this has helped make American Idol, like its British predecessor, Pop Idol, the ultimate water cooler program.
We used to call it society glue back in the UK, and it just bonded people. And television stopped doing that a number of years ago.
Fox has avoided the mistake that ABC made a few years ago with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That show aired four nights a week and burned out at the speed of light. Lithgow says Fox does ask for extra hours during the show's run, but never pushed for year-round American Idol.
You cannot have two American Idols a year. It's bad enough that we're churning them out, every year.
The chemistry on the show is also key. This season, Simon Cowell is as blunt as ever when he evaluates contestants.
Sometimes I love you, sometimes you make me feel blue.
All right, I can't take any more of that.
I'm sorry.
Right. Not, with respect, yeah. There's nothing we can do or say to make you good when the audition was that bad.
Was it really that
bad? Oh, horrific.
Certainly, Cowell must be the most imitated judge in the history of talent contests. Lithgow says American audiences used to boo him. But now they find that Cowell slakes their thirst for honesty. The producers don't ask him to be nasty, Lithgow adds, but he does have standards to maintain.
I think he felt last year that he'd softened. I must say, I thought he had too. He's becoming American and is enjoying being loved. And it's very tough when you enjoy being loved that people turn around to you and say, oh, you were a bit tough, you were a bit harsh. And I think, maybe this season he's remembered what he was here for.
Lithgow has offered some advice to the other judges, Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul.
And I've been saying to Randy, for God's sake, get a dictionary and learn a few more words. Paula, control your emotions a little bit and say more than just Simon, shut up. And she has, I must say, this year, I think, been very good with her critiques. And Randy has said a few more words. So, you know, they could only do what was asked of them in that sense.
The judges have drawn their share of controversy. This month, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, or GLAAD, called the show homophobic after Simon Cowell advised one male contestant to put on a dress and Randy Jackson asked another if he was a girl. And it's not just the judges who were accused of unfairness. Two seasons ago, Elton John, who had put in an appearance on the show, called the audience racist during a period in which a group of talented black singers fared poorly in the voting. Lithgow thinks such dust-ups are a byproduct of the show's premise.
Our judges, particularly Simon, are not worried what colour you are, what religion you follow, what sexuality you are. You're going to be hit. If you don't have the talent, you are going to be hit.
Clearly, none of the controversy has slowed American Idol's momentum. At this point, NBC's Kevin Riley says, other networks may simply have to wait for the show to cool off a little.
While it's burning this hot, we kind of rope-a-dope a bit and just try to get through it.
Meanwhile, Riley is looking to nurture new hits during that September to December period when American Idol is mercifully off the air. His dream, like every other executive at every network but Fox, is to find a show that can not only hold its own against American Idol, but finally knock it down a peg or two. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
She reminds me that a woman's got one thing on her mind. She bangs.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you're dedicated.